From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Are you getting cicadas up where you live?
Not yet. You know, where I live in Westchester County, New York, it's just on the border, and they're not quite in my area.
Man, they're coming all around the suburbs of Washington, D.C., and Washington, D.C. proper. Little kids are going crazy, buckets of them. And when they fly around, they look like these big sort of B-52 bombers, you know, going around. Fascinating. Every 17 years, I just like the phenomena. It's not going to show up as a crossword puzzle.
We'll see.
All right, well, everyone has the puzzle they have on their mind is the challenge that you gave last week. That's sort of the qualifying challenge to play on the air. Would you repeat it?
Yes, I said think of a familiar two-word phrase in which each word starts with the letters L-I, and one of the two words has another pair of letters L-I somewhere inside it. What phrase is this?
What phrase is it?
Well, my intended answer was limited liability, which is actually a dictionary entry. We also accepted little likelihood.
All right. Well, about 1,000 listeners came up with the answer, and our randomly picked winner from those correct answers is Edward Burke. He's from Keene, New Hampshire, but I guess he's joining us from the beach. Hi, Ed.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. You're at the beach. Why?
My oldest son, Liam, is graduating from the University of New Hampshire this weekend.
Ah, well, congratulations to him. What do you do in New Hampshire?
I'm a lawyer.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
You've been playing puzzle a long time?
Long time.
Really? How long is long?
Oh, dead ball era.
What?
Postcards and all that.
Postcards. Oh, the yeah, of course, of
the
course.
The old days.
Back in the old days. And so you've been waiting a long time. Almost as long as the cicadas. Are you ready to play?
Sure.
All right. Well, Will, please meet Ed. Let's play.
All right, Ed, I'm going to name three things. You tell me a verb that is commonly used with all of them.
Okay.
For example, if I said an insult, your manners, and your P's and Q's, you would say mind. You mind an insult, you mind your manners, and you mind your P's and Q's.
Okay.
Number one is a proposal, a tent, and a no-hitter.
And the one verb you could use with all of those words.
Yeah. If you're in baseball, what do you do for a no-hitter?
Oh, pitch.
You pitch a proposal, you pitch a tent, and you pitch a no-hitter. Good job. Number two, a piano, hooky, and the field.
Play.
You play them all. Pool, a rifle, the breeze.
Shoot.
You shoot them all. Hairs, which is H-A-I-R-S. Hairs, a ticket, the check.
Split.
You split them all. Dice, a party, a punch.
Roll.
No, you don't roll a party.
Toss.
And you don't toss a punch, I don't think.
Throw.
Throw is it. Throw dice, throw a party, and throw a punch. Oil, a match, a balance.
Oh, strike.
You strike oil, you strike a match, and you strike a balance. Good. Trial, guard, a chance.
Stand.
You stand them all. A painting, a condemned man, and your head.
A painting, a condemned man.
And your head?
Uh-huh.
Head. Hang.
You hang a painting, hang a tent. Yes, good. The jackpot, the road, the ceiling.
Hit.
Is right. Hands, which is H-A-N-D-S. Hands, your breath, the line.
Hold.
Hold is right. Rope, bail, a grade in school.
That should be easy.
It's funny because you can find words that work with one or more, but they don't work with the third. I'm going to guess jump.
Jump is so close. You don't really jump a grade in school, but you're close. What's another word?
You don't jump a grade in school? What do you say, Ed?
Skip.
You skip rope.
Yes.
Skip bail.
Skip. Much better.
Skip a grade in school. And here's your last one. Teeth, a wagon, and someone's leg.
Pull.
You pull them. Good job.
Did you find these sort of easy on the surface, but a little harder once you started doing it, Ed?
Absolutely.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Well, it was great having you as part of the team, and you did really well. We're going to send you some things for playing our puzzle today. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the all-new 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and the New York Times Will Short's favorite Sunday crossword puzzles from St. Martin's Press. I always wonder if I'm going to run out of breath when I give out all of the prizes. Ed, tell us your public radio station, the one you listen to.
Well, in Keene, we draw from about five or six, but our main channel is New Hampshire Public Radio out of Concord, WVO.
Edward Burke from Keene, New Hampshire, who's actually at the beach for his son's graduation from college. Thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us today, and good luck. Have fun this weekend.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Will, all right, I think we all may be ready for the new challenge for next week. What is it?
Well, this comes from listener Martin Schneider of Jersey City, New Jersey. Take the name Minnie Mouse. Note that her first and last names both begin with the same letter, M, and both end with the same letter, E. Can you think of a famous person whose first and last names also begin with the same letter and end with the same letter, and in which those two letters are adjacent to each other in the alphabet? And here's a hint, the answer is a famous person of the 20th century who is deceased. So again, a famous person whose first and last names begin with the same letter, and whose first and last names end with the same letter, and in which those two letters are adjacent to each other in the alphabet. Who is it?
When you know who it is, let us know. Put it in an email. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. And our deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Will joined us from New York. Will, again, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Leanne.